Now, One Wisconsin Now obtained an audio recording it has verified as authentic from a June 16th, 2010 meeting between the leaders of the state's Tea Party movement, led by Tim Dake, the head of Grandsons of Liberty. Dake serves as a regular spokesperson for Wisconsin's Tea Party organizations and is widely viewed as the movement's Wisconsin leader. Now, the full audio available at One Wisconsin Now's voter protection website, www.savewisconsinsvote2010.org, details the plans for coordinated voter suppression efforts, which is anchored in challenging voter eligibility on Election Day, November 2nd. So, according to the statements that are made on the recording, Dake lays out the plans, detailing contact between himself and Rance Priebus, the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and Mark Block, the state director of Americans for Prosperity Wisconsin. Now, it goes as this. The Republican Party will use its voter vault statewide voter file to compile a list of minority and student voters in targeted Wisconsin communities. Americans for Prosperity will use this list to send mailings to these voters indicating the voter must call and confirm their registration information and telling them if they do not call the number provided that they could be removed from the voter lists. The Tea Party organizations will recruit and place individuals as official poll workers in selected municipalities in order to be able to make the challenges as official poll workers. And on Election Day, these organizations will then make use of these postcards that are returned as undeliverable to challenge voters at the polls, utilizing law enforcement as well as attorneys trained and provided by the Republican Party of Wisconsin to support these challenges.